was Christmas Eve, babe. In the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in like 10 to 1.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Hey Kids Comics. We have a very special episode tonight. With me, as always, is the esteemed Jedi Cole Houston.
Indubitably. And I just said, late of Spain, as a matter of fact. Take an expedition to some of the more remote areas.
The women of Papua New Guinea. And we have a very, we're very lucky tonight, back by popular demand. It's been too long. The Mrs. Jedi Cole Houston, which doesn't do her justice, the lovely Catherine Houston is joining us tonight.
Thank you.
For a show that was of her devise, by the way, tonight. While we scrabbled around looking for something to do for Christmas, Catherine and her ever-ticking brain had this one floating around.
Yeah, in fact, we were on the verge, and I apologize, Harley. She's Andy and I were literally on the verge of just giving you all a gift card.
Right. I mean, we were just going to iTunes gift cards, $5 iTunes gift cards for everybody.
It was going to be our gift card episode. But no, in fact, this issue, which is titled Super Secret Santas for a reason, was the brainchild of Catherine because she posed a very compelling question that could not go unanswered.
Of many that led to many other questions. It was a veritable cornucopia of questions.
It's like an onion, but it's in question form.
Or an ogre.
Yeah, onions and ogres.
According to Shrek, also have layers.
Layers. So Catherine, why don't you? Without further ado,
What do you call the people who put up the bricks? Layers.
Why don't you tell us what this episode of this issue of Hey Kids Comics is all about?
Well, if you're the secret Santa for a particular superhero, or if you dig supervillain, what would you get them for Christmas?
So let's say you're in the Justice League satellite or Avengers Mansion and you're doing the secret Santa.
Yeah. You draw the name.
And you draw the name. And then you're like, what
the
hell?
The hardest part is, like, if you get Batman, from the second you have that piece of paper in your hand, he already knows who his secret Santa is.
And I was thinking real hard, and I don't want to...
encoded, in the paper where he wrote his name on.
He just runs his finger. He walks by and runs his finger across the back and knows.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I was thinking really hard, and I don't want to jump out in front here. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but Batman was one I was thinking really hard about. Yeah, when we were talking, when this was positive.
It's funny, I think everybody, that's the one you just sort of jumped to naturally.
Yeah.
Because my first instinct was Zorro on Blu-ray.
Nice. The Antonio Banderas?
Any of them, because if you saw the World's Finest miniseries.
Yes.
At the end where Superman gives Batman a Christmas gift and it's Zorro on VHS. And yeah, because of the period in which this was written, but he's and then of course Batman's a little taken aback by this. He's like, "Oh, do you have it already?" Two things going on here, Cal. Get a clue. You know who he is. You know how his parents died, and chances are, especially in this day and age, you know what movie they went to go see before they got croaked. But even that notwithstanding, you know who this is. He's a billionaire. Of course.
The tickets are right out.
Right.
The thing about it is, he's got everything on VHS.
He still has everything on VHS, by the way. He refuses to give up the medium.
He's probably got that hunchback snaggletooth guy converting.
He's got one of those DVD to VHS, just players. Exactly. That's all he's doing now.
Changing him over to VHS so that he never. Because, by God, his father paid $147 for that thing. And they're going to get all the mileage out of it they can. So, and I was like, go right ahead, because I just had to share the Zorro thing.
Well, if I was getting Batman a gift, I guess, and he wasn't on my list, but I guess I would I'd get him about a dozen Roombas for the Bat Cave.
That's more of a gift for Alfred, let's be honest.
Alfred's just one guy. I mean, and it's not like you can call the maid brigade down there. And
right.
If you've got bats and computer equipment,
that's
what's
true.
Supposed to be a clean room, I mean, that's constant maintenance. So that's
yeah, the level of guano. The thing about it is, you say that's more of a gift for Alfred, but isn't that true of any time you give someone a gift? Any married couple, when you get
one, it's true.
It's really for both of them.
Maybe a dehumidifier as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it's got to be gross down there. I mean,
maybe like put up some kind of bat screen to at least, you know, filter out
one of those weird ion.
Yeah,
from Sharper Image.
Because
he'd need about a dozen.
I mean, it's got to smell like the set of Porky's down there at some point.
It's got to smell like the actor that played Porky.
That's true. See, what do you get the gift? What do you get the man who literally has everything?
Well, according to one comic, it's a parasitic plant creature.
Well, granted, if you're Superman, but I was thinking just if I could give him anything, I would probably just give him the gift of hubris. That's. Like, that is absolutely
translated into some therapy session.
I think he would be more needing of hubris than Dr. Druid would of a Men's Warehouse gift card.
Well, you know, I'd be torn between that and a gift card to Bed Bat.
No. Oh, God. Oh,
bye now. Okay.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Join us next year.
There is always one.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah. So, but also,
so good topic, Catherine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The other thing I would recommend for Batman, perhaps, is maybe like you know, a couple hour session at the Rec Room.
Right.
You know, one of those places where you can go and they got televisions and shit, and you know, frame pictures you can destroy. Just to, you know, work off a little of that anger.
Or a vacation to one of those places where you sit in the sweat lodge and channel God knows what. And
yeah, he and Man of Bats could go there.
Right, why doesn't Man of Bats get him that?
That's right. It's like, I use it all the time.
That's why I have much cold. That's why I have it almost bats. Murdered everyone like you have, Batman.
I wonder who got Swamp Thing one of those.
What do you get Swamp Thing?
That's a good thing. What does Abby get Swamp Thing for, I mean, do you get him some, like, Amdro in case there's, like, a...
That's, like... That's
a colony of ants is set up in his back or
that's
something?
Like crab shampoo for the average person. That is not romantic.
Yeah, that's kind of sending a message.
It's it like, really is.
It's like buying somebody...
What about a Roundup?
Right.
Or maybe, like, some Miracle-Gro.
Well, see, all of this. This is a really touchy subject for... Yeah. It's going to be hard... I was thinking Lawn Gnome.
Oh, okay.
One of those old tracker-looking sprinklers.
Right, yeah. That would work.
That wooden cutout that's light bulb shaped that looks like a little old lady bending over in the garden.
Oh, I love that. Okay. You know what would be really cool is some of those solar-powered accent lights.
Yes, just right. Just intermingled.
You're talking about romantic, because you can't do candlelight out there in the bayou.
You can't. Uh-huh.
You might burn the place to the, which already pretty close to the ground. But you know, there's a lot of that sphagnum moss everywhere, and that stuff goes up like tinder box.
You might get mistaken for one witch, those voodoo people.
That's right.
Wills of the Wisps.
That's right. When them spirit lights, when them fairy lights coming up out of the bog.
Another toughie is Superman. What would you get Superman?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
You know what I would do just for fun is, you know, whatever gift you give them. And then, you know, one of the things that's traditional at the holidays is you often give, you know, a physical gift, some kind of tie, a gift card, what have you. But a lot of times, a lot of people like to give an additional gift, like a homemade food stuff, usually candies, cookies, cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would make him a big batch of green rock candy. Just as a,
like Breaking Bad style, like rock candy.
Put it in like a, you know, one of those little fruitcake tins, but have it custom made out of lead.
So we can't see into it.
And then put like one of some of those little battery operated LED lights in the bottom.
Right.
You're just like, hey, Superman, look what I got you. Ta-da!
Nope.
It's just candy.
Superman's
or
a toughie.
You might just do something considerate for him. Like if he's still dating, you could get him signed up for Farmers Only. And
listen,
FarmersOnly.com.
I still stand by the fact that I'm the only person that should be on that website. It's an affront. It's an aberration that that website exists, and it's not just for me. You should go on that website, and I should be the only person on there.
They just beat you to the punch for your website, Farmer Only.
FarmerOnly.com. That's what it should be.
I don't need...
Or Andrew Only.
How's about a donation to the rebuilding effort for Metropolis after that last movie?
Wow. Help Metropolis victims.
Collateral damage.
That's right. That's right. Buy somebody a new Volvo after you drop the Daily Planet building on it.
That's right.
Good Lord, Superman.
I think Superman, you know, something unusual, you know, he wouldn't normally get, like one of those t-shirts about going somewhere and all you got was the lousy shirt. I think people, you know, because of his godlike power, they feel he's unapproachable for just, you know, some things.
He's like
the Mickey Mouse
ear. Nice t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Something, or you know, some of those fun shirts from like, you know, or one of those like for Christmas time, one of those things with the gingerbread man with the leg is broken off. Says, "Oh snap!"
Yeah, something like that. Maybe just buy him the wooden holder for the spoons of the 50 states.
That would be a very thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Or you know maybe a different giant key.
Because he gets around, but does he really get to travel? Maybe this would give him an excuse. You know, I know that he gave up his powers and walked the earth like Kane in Kung Fu.
I would get him like a you know, back to videos, get him a Blu-ray of Forrest Gump.
That'd be good. I like
they
that.
They have a similar life path there where they took time off of their superpowers to walk the earth.
Horse riding lessons?
Well, so
interesting.
Too soon? I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Too soon?
You got away with it up to that.
I did. I tipped my hat. I could have let it go and just let it ride. And somebody out there would have been like, you son of a bitch.
You would have got away with it except for your meddling self.
I know. I can't. I'm like the Joker. I can't let it alone. I've got to write it down.
Well, speaking of the Joker.
Okay.
Because, I mean, imagine, okay. Catherine, for example, growing up, had some various statuary figurines, what have you, of different cats that personally struck her fancy.
Right.
And as a result, anyone who does that sort of thing is then branded for life as the fill-in-the-blank person.
Right.
You know, like an auntie who collects, you know, little figurines of pigs. Generally, they're the figurines of pigs that caught their eye. But over time, the collection swells out of gifts of being obliged to keep
And you get the drawer full of crappy cats.
Yeah. Right. Or you get 38 years of Snoopy Christmas cards from your grandmother.
Probably gets
God bless her.
Entire dust-covered library of joke books.
Yeah.
Celebrity comic roast
DVDs. Don Rickles DVDs.
Books by comedians like, you know, Tim Taylor.
That guy.
That guy's real name is, you know, he wrote that one book there. That joke's falling apart. But, you know, Parenthood by Bill Cosby, which he probably displays proudly now.
Wow.
You know. People will bring him, like, novelty things, like, you know, squirting flowers or, you know, the gum that turns your tongue black or stuff like that. He probably would appreciate a joke that isn't deliberately, or would appreciate a present, rather, that isn't deliberately joke-oriented.
Yeah.
He's got a vault full of Emmett Kelly paintings.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Man himself would not steal that he has in his possession. You know.
Go ahead, Catherine. What do you got?
Oh, for the Joker or for somebody else?
I'm going to call back to something that Cole said because I think it would do him a lot of good. I would give him an afternoon with Bill Cosby because apparently that guy can cook up a sleeping potion better than Joker gas ever was.
Could learn some new stuff that way.
Yeah, he could really learn some new techniques.
There you go. You've got it. Just take him to the local reform farm for teenage boys that really, you know, we've had enough of, and just lock the door and for about 10 minutes.
Just give him, that's his rec room.
Yeah. Just, you know, we're all going to go to lunch.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Or like a framed Audubon, like Robin print.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that would be good. That would be good for him.
Perhaps a gift card to Red Robin.
See, this is good. This is good.
You can just see him, you know, take it out of the package and go, Red Robin, yum!
Red Robin!
Well, now, I did give some thought
to I'm going to kill you!
to some other heroes, but I'm going to ask you first, Namor. What do you give Namor?
Oh, see, I think that Namor and Aquaman, I'm giving the same thing to, and it's one of those singing bass that you mount on the wall.
For me, I'm more inclined.
I'm thoughtful.
They live underwater all the time.
Yeah.
I would give them like a special pet, like, you know, a guinea pig or a hedgehog with an aqua lung.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, kind of just set it all up like SpongeBob's girlfriend. How many terrestrial animals? It would be like us keeping fish.
Yeah.
You know, just give them a tank, an air tank.
Yeah.
Air aquarium, if you will, with, like, you know, some mice or something. That would be kind of cool.
He'd enjoy that.
I think that would be like a real treat because normally they have to come up to the surface dwellers.
Yeah.
And go hang out at the pet shop.
It'd be a reverse, like a reverse aquarium.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a big one though, like a professionally done.
The habit trail version. It's got lots of pipes and different.
That way,
chains.
In the middle of the night, you know, and he rolls over, and Mira's like, "Can we put that somewhere else? That squeaking wheel." Oh my! Well, they like to exercise.
Like, did you get the air quality right? Did you put the did you put the lab rats in there? Like.
Yeah, you have to bring them in a bag full of air.
Remember Apollo 13, you got to make the air scrubber so there's plenty of
oxygen.
That's
right, yeah. And if the pet store's out, you have to manufacture your own other stuff laying around the house, duct tape.
That's right.
You have to red-green it.
Well, for Namor or Aquaman, I would give the same gift. That would be Old Spice.
Old Spice? That's nice.
Old Spice. Because when they're up on land, it covers the smell of
the briny deep.
And it does actually take an ocean to wash that crap off. So
right, it would still be 3 weeks before, you know, the seahorses would come around because they'd be like, really?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, pretty much they become the pariah of the sea, but at least on land they're not smelling like trout and brine and tar.
I can't wait for that miniseries, Namor Pariah of the Sea, to come out.
I think John Byrne should do that. Just kind of reprise its
right
his Namor. Pariah of
I was thinking about giving Iron Man a gift certificate for Jiffy Lube.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah, for those times when, you know, after a good workout fighting Ultron or Korn or somebody like that, and you get that kind of C-3PO, oh, my joints are almost frozen. And you go to Jiffy Lube and kind of, oil can!
Just swing in and 15-minute change, and you're good to go.
I think I'd get him a 3D printer because it just seems like his life is a lot of work. You know, just you could just print a new mask like on demand, like that. That I think. Oh, he already has. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He has a lot of refineries and a lot of stuff that's making stuff, and it's.
These whole factories at Stark Industries, that their sole purpose is just to outfit Iron Man. They have, like, zero profit.
I don't know how he makes a profit, but...
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'd get him. I'd get him Freakonomics.
Just I don't know. I can't prove it, but I think he's Walter Whiting it.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. He's selling his own tech on the side to support his tech, is what
that's
he's doing.
That's right.
And then he has to act all indignified when somebody robs a bank with it, you know, like, oh, I can't believe they did that. You know what they were doing. Don't be an asshole.
What about the thing?
Wow. One thing I would get the thing is like order away special for like, or like get him like the refill kits for Chia Pet.
Nice.
That way he could just, you know, for fun, nice. He could grow it on himself. Yeah, he could grow himself a nice big Chia Fro or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Industrial size rock tumbler.
Ooh,
it'd be nice and shiny.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be fun. It's like recreation for him.
But Alicia Masters will slide right off him. There's no purchase there.
In deference to Ben Grimm and his heritage, we would probably be better served to present him with 8 individual gifts.
That's
over
true.
The entire period of Hanukkah.
Okay, well, I mean, however you want.
It is kind of a little rude to give your Jewish friends a Christmas gift.
But who doesn't like a gift? You just put it in the blue paper. Yeah.
Just put it in the blue paper.
God!
Wow.
No way. Oh, what?
Yeah, right. Get it right, Cole.
For my gift to him, we'd have to have a whip around, but we've got Stark, so we should do this. I was going to commission a tattoo for him by Banksy.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
He would just come in, and basically he would never see it coming.
Right.
One day he'd be like, hey, nice one. Like, what are you talking about? And he goes, kind of looks at his back in the mirror, and here's this whole mural going on. It's like, I didn't even know he was there.
There's a Mickey Mouse peeing on a junk bond. Like, what is that?
Meanwhile, Banksy and Scorpion are sneaking out through the gift shop.
He's carrying, the wizard is carrying Banksy out like that Batman drone. That's good.
Oh,
I like it. I like it.
A great gift idea.
So what do you get Hawkeye? I want to know what you get Hawkeye.
Vac.
What?
Record vac.
A record vacuum?
I think he probably still keeps a lot of his old vinyl.
You think he does vinyl?
So a Ronco record vac would be ideal.
I see him collecting vinyl.
I don't know
vinyl.
Why.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful. Like
the original White Album, you know, back when it was an album.
Right.
And he's got his Credence. He's got Credence Gold.
Uh-huh.
He's got Captain Fantastic and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
He's got Rumors. He's got Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Glass Houses.
Yeah.
It's all the ABBA, yeah.
Oh, all the ABBA. All the ABBA.
All the Journey. He's got it straight through to escape.
That's right.
And,
well, they really, what he's done is he took them and he really... They really represent different periods of his costume, if you look at it. He got a hold of Nightwing. They worked it out together.
Yeah. But he really has. His Desert Island Disc collection is insane. And I think Record Vac would be, you know, from Ronco would be ideal.
Oh, yeah.
He also has his Hit Machine.
Oh, and I Love Music.
And I Love Music, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got Monster Ballads.
Yeah.
That's the best left field gift I can think of getting Hawkeye. Record vac.
The record vac, yeah.
Oh, Swamp Thing. You gave me another one for Swamp Thing, Cole.
Oh, yeah?
Salad Spinner.
Oh, yeah, but that's in the adult section.
It really is. For him, that is the Swamp Thing version of the Fleshlight.
Oh, my God.
Just don't tell Abby that he got it.
That's right. Well, I think she probably got it for him for those long days walking in the green.
She's over taking care of the kids.
That's right. When he's out traveling the green. What about Nick Fury?
Wow.
Maybe
like, you know, to invoke the world according to Garp, like a glass eye with a snow globe effect.
Ooh.
The kid wanted.
Yeah, different glass eyes.
It's just like dead air back behind that patch. I don't know if it's like the crusty eye from the cinematic universe.
My eyes
are bent.
It could be like a magic eight ball.
Well, I'm just thinking a whole like if you could get him loot crate for eyes. like oh look, it's Mickey Mouse eye. He lifts it up and there's like a little Mickey Mouse on it. He's like, God, can you stop with this?
How about the, you know how there's like the pajamagram? Maybe there's like patchagram.
Patchagram.
And they'll send you like a different, like, you know, one time it's a Scottish tartan. Next, you know, a week later you get a new one, it's like the little smiley face says have a nice
like
day.
Like swatches used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you just switch it out and you pretty soon you have a whole drawer full.
See, I was going with pajamagram for Logan, but that's just me.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I would go with the flannel though, since he's Canadian.
Well, that's the first, yeah, absolutely.
You could get him like flannel or a couple other different materials, but
that would be good for
I think flannel, that's what they wear, the Canadians.
The Reeds.
Oh, damn it.
The family needs the pajamagram.
The Fantastic Four, pretty much, you could just get them on pajamagram.
Yeah.
Because, well, so bankrupt pajamagram from having to make custom thing pajamas. Because
Franklin wants it, and if they don't get it for him, he'll just wish him into the corner.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It's true. She's got a valid point.
Yeah. Willful little brat.
I did determine the ultimate gift for Hulk.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear your thoughts first, but it's
cooking lessons.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's nice.
I think, you know, a lot of people neglect the fact that underneath that rugged exterior, he actually is a bit of a connoisseur and a trencherman. He enjoys the finer foods, and he just isn't often... he can't go to a lot of restaurants because most of them don't have extremely tall, wide doors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you've taken the front door off of Spago too many times, they pretty much just ask you to go elsewhere.
They don't make chef knives in Hulk hand size.
Mm. Well, what's his name? Iron Chef Matsuhua Marumoto. He may have, like, his own, like, you know, or any of the Food Network stars, they got their own, like, kitchenware and stuff. There's bound to be, like, those guys bound to have some kind of bigger...
I know this is off topic, and I don't want to go too far off topic. But
oh.
Are there? We don't do tangents, all right? We stay on point on this show.
Actually, and I just want to point out the new catchphrase, Hulk Julianne.
Nice. Yeah, that's great.
The thing is, he will never cut himself.
That's true.
That's the problem is half the time he's like messing the knife up because he keeps hitting his thumb and just
bends the knife.
All of a sudden, why are you waffle cutting these? The knife just sort of bent.
If that souffle falls, have mercy on us all.
That's right.
You wouldn't like it if the souffle falls.
Has there ever been a cook comic book hero or villain that you can think of? Somebody who is a cook?
Oh, wow.
Well, did Granny Goodness cook? I mean, she's a granny.
I don't think she did.
Okay.
I don't think she did. It was a good call, though. That was a...
Yeah, I think maybe she, like, made a hell apple pie or something.
She probably did, like...
You know, it's the finest hell apples on Apocalypse!
I can't think of any.
But you mentioned that, though. I could just see her, you know, cooking up a nice meal for her female Furies. Okay, girls, it's dinner time.
I can't rightfully think of any.
There's the Purple Pie Man, but he's not really comics.
Right.
Maybe the Purple Man.
I bet you the Purple Man cooked. Well,
he doesn't actually cook, he just compels others to do it.
That's right. The Hulk. What am I going to get the... That's a good question, Catherine.
Julianne.
Well, I'm going to get the Hulk kilts.
That's good.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Is when he transforms and gets all hulked up, probably the reason he's so cranky is his underwear situation.
I mean, it's got to be rough, right?
I mean, your cotton polyester, you know, little cinch sack there, is just going to make you cranky.
Right.
What he needs is a nice expandable skirt and to be free hulking, and he
free hulking
free and he'll be so much
hashtag
happy.
Free hulking
hashtag free hulking.
Okay, but also you know,
that's
when
what
you're
he needs.
Going from like boxers to thong,
yeah,
in 0.8 of a second, yeah, it's a little rough.
Well, he's going from boxers to, like, dice bag.
Right. He's going from boxers to Borat, is what he's doing. That's good. I don't know if I have one for the Hulk. I'm really trying to think of what I might be able to...
I mean, chamomile and scented candles, I mean, that's too late for that.
Right. Well, I was thinking maybe the collected works of Burt Bacharach.
Ooh.
Might be good for him, just to relax, just to sit back with a... With you know, some nice like good big set of headphones. Just maybe borrow Hawkeye's record player and just relax for a while. I thought maybe that would be nice for him.
Or James Earl Jones reading the phone book.
James Earl Jones reading the phone book.
those tapes like you can get where, you know, just like ocean sounds or tropical jungles.
Right. Just,
you know, those little Zen kind of tapes.
But you've got to be careful, because if there's one thing that the Hulk hates, it's whales. So you've got to...
I don't want to grab that one.
You got to stay away from the whale songs.
Also, another good idea would be like a Zen garden, which is known to most people as like a miniature Zen garden, but in his case, you just like get a full-size one.
Right, yeah. And that's just called the desert.
Yeah. Because, you know, for most people, or like, say, example for Galactus... Just give him the Mojave Desert as a Zen garden.
Right, you would have to.
It'd be kind of like one of those little desk Zen gardens.
Right, he would just be standing over it all the time. Like, but then you'd have Galactus standing over you all the time.
Well, it's what you get for being in his Zen garden. Get the hell.
Maybe
speaking of him, what you get?
Decent people shouldn't live here. They should be happier somewhere else.
Well, Silver Surfer. What do you get him?
It's a good question.
Turtle wax.
Yes, I was thinking armor a nice, all. Yeah. Yeah, some nice...
The armor all gift pack.
Wax. Armor all,
one of those buckets
wax,
you can get for your car. Like, you can go to Walmart and get the bucket of stuff.
Or, Tarnax. Bottle of Tarnax. Just pour it over your head. And
ding. Or like just a whole drum full of it that he could just immerse himself in.
Right.
Or, you know what else would be good is, like, to... guest certificate of one of those bikini car washes.
That'd be good. Just fly in just every once in a while.
Yeah, just let the girls, you know, it'd be kind of like going to massage envy for normal people.
It would.
Yeah, you go to one of those that has the two big revolving buffers.
That'd be nice, too.
Stand there.
Just stand
just
in
on
it.
The conveyor belt and just kind of be buffeted along and buffed at the same time.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And who wouldn't enjoy that?
Yeah, and then, you know, at the end, there's somebody coming out with a chamois.
Just to make sure you didn't miss a spot.
Yeah.
All right, I got one for Cole. I want to know what Cole's going to get the Shang-Chi, the Master of Kung Fu.
Ooh.
Oh. Shang-Chi. What would I get for Shang-Chi, the Master of Kung Fu? You know, the funny thing is, he strikes me as somebody who would greatly appreciate, like, some of those Danish butter cookies in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's a nice present.
Yeah, I mean, everybody likes that. But seriously, though, I think...
you get him a metal alert bracelet. I think he has peanut allergies. Not everybody knows.
Not everybody. He should wear something with that on it.
But, like, one that's programmed to register how many Cy Fan he's killed.
Get him a Fitbit, but, yeah, exactly.
He turns his wrist over and looks like, oh... Today I have murdered only 17 of my father's henchmen. So, you know, it just helps him step up his game a little bit.
That's I like that. I like that a lot, actually. That's good.
I can't beat that.
It's the sort of thing that I think, you know, Clive and Lico
time on
and Blackjack Tar would all do a little whip around with Sir Dennis Nayland Smith. Like that custom made. One for his wrist and one for his ankle. Because you do want to keep up with the number of people you've killed with your bare feet.
That's true. See, I would get the same thing. I'd get the same thing for a Sandman, because it does monitor like when you're at your deepest sleep, and how many times you wake up in the night. So I think that Sandman would greatly appreciate one of those Fitbits as well.
Yeah, I think so.
What about Constantine?
Oh, well, a lot of nicotine patches.
Just a lot of nicotine patches.
Yeah.
Just go around to all your friends that smoke and collect their Marlboro miles.
Just a shipper case full.
The size of bumper stickers. I mean, just...
Just roll around in them.
Yeah. Or like one of those wraps, you know, like just a full body wrap. It's all nicotine.
That's right.
See, if I... Yeah, like, there's so many people...
Get him just, you know, as a novelty kind of gift, just one of those little bobblehead devils, you know, because those are...
Nice, yeah. That'd be good.
In the 50s.
They just agree with you all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, the little yes man devil.
Yeah.
Get him
another cigarette. Okay, the devil says I need another cigarette. So what are you gonna do?
Get him one of those. Get him just a slew of those awful Santeria candles that you can get. Especially the ones that I've seen of the Golden Girls. Like, those would be good.
Well, the thing about it is, he's gonna use them. That's would you give a thoughtful gift to someone? That's something they're genuinely going to use.
Like the ankle bone of St. Jude cigarette lighter.
Right, exactly.
It has dual use. Yeah, exactly. Get him a reliquary.
Wards off evil, and it lights whatever you want to light. So.
That's right.
Any kind of reliquary is always really appreciated. You know, from, you know, miscellaneous small bones of saints to... Satan leg hair shavings.
Mm.
Those are hard to come by, but you know it's worth. You know where that money went.
Yeah, that money. you left all that money on the field. You can look out there and see.
And it will go to use because the number of uses in rituals for say Satan leg hair shavings. You wouldn't believe how many people go and they start to do a ritual. And they're like, again. I forgot.
Again, with the leg hair shaving.
I can't do this one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought long and hard about what I would get for Daredevil because I know everybody's going to get him books on tape, and I don't want to be another person who gets him books on tape. It's like, oh, what a surprise! Let's see what old book on tape. Oh, thank you.
It's either that or they give him like Stevie Wonder album.
It's awful.
Yeah. You know, it's like, come on, really? Yeah.
It's like, did you see that latest Stevie Wonder album? Neither did you, and neither did he.
Redumba. So what I've decided to get him this year is a series of classic art books that are not only textured, but they're scratch and sniff.
Oh, very nice. So like an embossed edition.
Embossed art, classic art.
So you go in there and you're like, smells like the Sistine Chapel.
Right, for Monet, it smells like water lilies. For Renoir, it's like a French garden. Wood, it's like a barn in a wheat field. Warhol, tomato soup.
That's nice. I like the Warhol tomato soup.
Whistler smells like Grandma's house.
It's right.
Dolly smells like sea air and gas fumes.
I think Dolly's work would smell like entropy.
It would smell like everything and nothing. I would get amongst the scream.
Anonymous Boss smells of hellfire and damnation.
Get him.
Oh, the scream? Okay.
Yeah, and it just smells like the last scene of the Daredevil TV show.
Well, yeah, Edvard Munch's work smell like soiled... cotton underwear.
They do. They smell like broken kneecaps is what it smells like to him.
Or methamphetamine and Kool-Aid.
That's right. Jesus. I got two words.
I've got one for you. What would you buy for Rocket?
Hold on. Oh, I got two words for you for Daredevil, and then I'll move on. Two words. Selfie stick.
Oh!
Oh, wow!
That's right. Because he'd be like, oh, you. Oh, you.
I had two more for the arts before we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because this is...
She put some work in. Let's get him out there.
This isn't a family show, is it? I hope not.
Did you listen to the last issue?
Jesus. I think I had three. I had Da Vinci, smelled like wine and aftershave, either Picasso or Pollock, either one just smells like BS.
Right.
And Frida Kahlo smells like fish.
Oh. Okay. well played.
Also, I think Salvador Dali smells like beard squeezes.
He does. He does. So, all right, so what do you got, Cole? What do you got for Rocket?
I'm thinking, what would you get for Rocket? I'm thinking like a trash can.
Just a trash. He is a trash panda. He is a big talking trash panda.
Yeah. The raccoon?
It's
like a trash can full of goodies, you know?
Like M&Ms?
It's like a stocking, only, you know, he can just knock it over and root through there and get whatever he wants out of it.
From what I understand, raccoons love M&Ms, so we could just get him some M&Ms.
We'd get him one of those, like, M&M guy-shaped dispensers where you push his arm down and it kind of, like, falls out from between his legs.
A diaper? A good diaper.
Get him some pull-ups.
What do you get Thanos for Christmas?
Some of the stuff you polish jewelry with.
One of those jewelry boxes that has the little
A little ballerina in it.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like
except
that.
Except that it's big enough for the Infinity Gauntlet, and the ballerina is actually a living ballerina who's been enslaved to
it's like a walk-in closet size jewelry
box. Well, it's basically
box.
The collector gave it to him as a gift.
Right. It's actually Baryshnikov. I'd get him some various day and night creams. I'd spend some quality time like in Sephora looking for some concealer because the boy's got some problems. He's gonna address that.
Electric toothbrush.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Because he's constantly every time you see him, he's either grinning or menacing.
Yeah.
And so you know he obviously somebody who cares enough about his teeth. But get him one of those Sonicare toothbrushes. It's the state of the art. You know, I'm not trying to send a message or anything. Your breath smells like flowers, but seriously. But, you know, if you're going to take care of your dental hygiene, take it to the next level. And I think it's a very thoughtful gift for him.
That's nice.
Because you don't want to be Thanos' dentist.
No.
I like the jewelry box idea a lot. That really paints a picture.
That's thoughty, yeah.
Yeah.
So, man.
And it would just give him something else to grin about.
Maybe he'd get distracted for a while and not destroy some planets.
Yeah.
Possibly. What would you get the penguin?
Hole. That's a good
one. Because, you know, he's like the hoi polloi there. You know, you can't just go and give him like an Applebee's gift card.
Well, what kind of penguin is he supposed to be? Is he supposed to be like an emperor penguin or one of those warmer climate penguins or
like a fairy penguin from Australia or something?
I think we could assume emperor penguin.
Yeah, he's certainly aspiring to be the emperor penguin.
Okay. You could get him like an egg.
Just
like those.
Oh, like a replica Fabergé egg might be nice.
Yeah.
Like from you know, one of those museum tours where they make the fake ones out of resin and stuff.
You know what I would get him? I would rent Morgan Freeman for a day.
Just to walk around.
Just to
him.
Follow him around and narrate what he's doing. That's what I would do.
Oswald Cobblepot preparing a bomb to send to his arch nemesis.
But just because he's Penguin and you know he's an asshole, I would just have him read lines from The Shawshank Redemption. And Andy Dufresne is free.
They call me Red because I'm Irish.
Hard
enough already! Leave me alone! The worst gift ever!
It's just become a torture point for him. It would be awful. It would be the worst thing ever.
You stab me! Tell him I surrender!
That's right. That's what would end
just
up happening.
Look at the paper. I'll confess to anything. Stop this torture.
So,
I don't know why Penguin became Jewish all of a sudden.
So what do you get for one of your more insane superheroes? Not to go to that well, but let's say a Moon Knight or a Creeper.
It's you. Okay, Moon Knight or Creeper. That way you've got the DC
and
Marvel covered. And I think you can go the same way with both of them. Oddly enough, the Applebee's gift card seems
strange. Chili's. But Chili's. You don't... You got to mix it up a little bit.
Well, they like that chili cheese with the tortilla.
They got good fish tacos out there.
Yeah. And the old-timer burger. You know, you can't go wrong. So.
And you don't want them to be running into the Joker at Red Robin.
No.
It just really could trash the place.
Bring it to its knees.
What about Dead Man? I mean,
oh, that's a good one. You know what I get? You know what I get? Dead Man, a real doll.
Oh no, no! You wow. just get it. You get him a gift certificate to Hot Topic.
Yeah, I mean, just his mere presence there, he would be a celebrity.
Right?
They have his size.
That's true. They do. Here's an H&M gift certificate, Boston brand.
You have this in zero.
Wait a second. What are you trying to say? I find that vaguely insulting.
You're one of those, like, African caskets, you know, that are, like, custom-made into cool, like, NASCARs or Millennium Falcons and boxes of cigarettes or whatever the, you know.
I'd take him to a porn set and just be like, go crazy, man. Just get in there. Really explore the space. That's a good one. Dead Man's a good one.
I just like to be a woman.
Just a bunch of resin for the trapeze he can't use. Just get really, just stare at it and cry. Like, you could get Dead Man anything as an awful present. A puppy.
Get him a what is it? The walk on whatever the movie with the high wire.
Oh yeah. Yes, get him that. Get him just anything. Tickets to the circus, obviously. I mean,
that for him and for Nightwing.
Right, I was going to say you could just bring Nightwing with you. As for Nightwing and Batman, really. I was just thinking in bulk, like pallet loads of just this what I'm sure was a, you know, at some point was released as a cassette single of Cat's Cradle, of Cats. Just send it to him, just every day. Send him like one copy.
Harry Chapin, wow.
Just yeah, send him Harry Chapin.
It's essentially the best of Harry Chapin. It's the same song.
It's just over and over again
on the same album. What would you get for composite Superman?
For Batman Superman?
Yeah, the one is like half Batman, half Superman from the future.
Oh God, that's rough.
Well, I guess salt and pepper shaker sets.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Not to mention a salt and pepper CD.
He probably has a whole collection of them because, you know, one time he bought a salt and pepper cravats.
Oh, yeah. The same.
And then next thing you know, everybody's bringing damn things and he gets a Guinness book or something.
Salt and pepper shakers.
God almighty. Look, it's shaped like Mickey and Minnie. Oh, and oh, here's one that's shaped like an elephant.
Oh, yeah. Stop it. Stop it.
What am I going to do? Oh. Look at this one. They're reversed and the pepper shaker has more holes.
All right. Oh. So I think we have time for one more apiece.
All right.
And then we got to wrap it up. Well, let me ask this question then: If you were a superhero, what would you want to get?
Oh, interesting.
If you were a superhero of undetermined power or origin, just a superhero, what would be at the top of your wish list?
Wow,
I think like a spa day.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, one of those things where you just go in and they pamper you and the manicure, mani pedi, and
you're not thinking about you think about more money than that. I mean, we're dealing with your contemporaries have a lot of money.
It's true. You're talking like the Tony Starks.
Well, maybe I'm in the outside of the defenders, and maybe they don't have a lot of dough.
What about a spa day like on Adelin up there with the Inhumans? Because, you know, they got, like, some forearm masseuses and stuff up there that we just ain't got down here.
Somebody went through the Terrigen Mist and came out to be, like, the number one masseuse.
Right, exactly.
In all history. Because you never know what you're going to get. I mean, talk about Forrest Gump.
I just don't think you're setting your sights high enough.
Well, like I said, maybe I'm with the one of the lesser groups. Maybe, like, the original Teen Titans when nobody had any dough.
Okay.
You know, what about you, Catherine? What would be on your the top of your list for
just no matter what hero I am?
Right, you spend already. Your day saving the city.
Okay, no matter what hero I already am, I would like a Green Lantern.
Just a Green Lantern.
Yes. No. A Green Lantern that does the Green Lantern stuff like Green Lantern people have.
Well, I'm pretty sure at some point you were
like
that.
Like the power battery. Would you want the ring or just the battery? Cause
well, the smear, the whole setup.
You would want to be like an auxiliary, like frivolously waste their Green Lantern resources.
Yes.
Nice. For a day? I can't see anything wrong with that for a day. They've wasted it on less.
Well, I think maybe she was like looking for full time there.
Right.
Cool, like, that's it, right.
Yeah, just get, you
I'll
know.
Put it, you know, I, when I'm in the mood, I pull it out of the drawer, you know.
You put it on, you will a sofa into existence.
That's right.
Will a big screen television, and
if
will
whatever. If somebody's over and they want to spend the night, I can make them a guest bed and a set of nice, clean guest towels, and, you know.
And it's like, hey, you like those, you remember those old magic fingers in motel rooms? Look at this.
Right.
I can do whatever you want. To say, well, like, you know, it will fillet you.
I think I might just ask for magic fingers. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. If I'm
ask Doctor Strange for some magic fingers
before I go with mine. What is everybody getting Doctor Strange this year? Because he's notoriously hard to shop for.
The magic fingers of Forgroff.
The magic fingers. Buy the magic fingers of Forgroff.
And that's BUY. They're available at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Nice. Catherine, what would you get Dr. Strange?
With Dr. Strange, so maybe a nice frame to put his diploma in.
Nice, yeah. A nice throw.
Laminated and whatnot?
Huh? Well, no, one of those nice... Yeah, you can get his a nice frame with the glass, you know, and the nice little gold frivolly bits around the side so he can display his doctoral diploma since...
Because he did have one, and now he lives in shame after getting his fingers crushed.
Yeah, yeah. Not like Druid.
Was it walk-on? Not like Druid the walk-on.
Crappy PhD,
I still stand by the Men's Warehouse gift card for Dr. Druid. I think that's my most ingenious gift of the night. I would wish to be assumed dead as a superhero. Oh, it would be the first time that happens for me, but I would wish to be assumed dead. So I could see who comes to my funeral, you know, who we seek revenge against, what stories come out. Like, I think it'd be a really good kind of It's a Wonderful Life scenario.
Yeah, which supervillains leave flowers.
Exactly. Like who comes to the grave, who
out
visits.
Of respect.
And then I could come back as another identity for a while, you know, and avenge my own death upon those who didn't obviously do it because I got together with Batman and concocted this. But
so it's kind of like that movie, you know, where you get like hired the people to come kidnap you and
right. Yeah, it's a fun game for everyone, really. When you get down to it, it's
until somebody loses an eye.
And if there's one thing that other superheroes love, it's a good funeral. If comic books have told me anything,
they come out in droves. And,
yeah,
and
your parents get a big kick out of it.
Yeah,
sometimes depending on licensing agreements, they have to change who's on the poster, but they do come out for these funerals.
Boston Brand jumps into Harry Chapin's body and plays Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, I did have one observation before I go, because I don't know the next time I'll be on this distinguished show, and I've had an absolute ball. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you. It was a great idea. So many good ideas.
Best Christmas gift for our listeners.
It really is.
I did make have an epiphany, and I just wanted to share it with you. I've determined that Zatanna, her magic isn't about saying things backwards.
Okay.
It's because, and I found this out over the holiday season, she's got the Frosty Snowman magic hat.
Oh, that's a good call.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, if it can animate inanimate objects into being lovable creatures,
well,
that hat, that's for all about.
Especially insubstantial as a pile of snow.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to move a snowman? They just fall apart.
Yeah, they don't move of their own volition very easily.
Like, you know, it made a force field around that damn thing.
I mean, that thing hovers and shit. That's a good point.
That's right, it does. That's a good point. So I would actually get Zatanna a Scrabble board.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I mean, if she likes to do the backwards words, she can go ahead. I mean, who cares? But it's the lid that's doing it.
See, I would get her a Missy Elliott CD. That joke is for one person. That joke is for one person out there, and if they listen to it, feel free to write me, and I will buy and send you a Missy Elliott CD for that. Thank you, Catherine, for this wonderful topic.
I had a lot of fun.
This was good. This is going to come out on Christmas Day.
Exactly. Yay. So God bless everyone.
That's right. Cole, why don't you go ahead and plug
Unless
us up?
If the burner didn't work, then there will be much gnashing of teeth.
There will be. There'll be gnashing of teeth and biting of hands. But it is working, so we do have a solid recording, it looks
so,
like.
I do want to thank everybody. This will be our final show of 2015.
It will.
And so we're going to bid a fond farewell to yet another full calendar year of Hey Kids Comics. It has been amazing to have this show for this long, just running almost consistently weekly, 163 episodes.
Jeez.
Thus far.
You guys do a fantastic job, and
thank you, Catherine.
It's fun and it's organic, and you are so fun to listen to because it's almost like sitting in a bar or a restaurant, kind of listening in on a conversation at your table or the next table, and knowing that they're like-minded people, just not too far away from you.
That's right. We are people.
You don't have to be afraid that you admit as much in front of the people you're with at the bar or restaurant.
That's right. You can just whisper something to us just under
that's
your breath.
That's right. Yeah. Ice one. That's exactly what I would have got for name.
It's like the gentleman at the bar would like to buy you a beer, and just on the note, it says, "I really like the idea about the singing bass on the wall." Like, I got you. I see you over there.
Yeah. So with that, yeah, thank you very much, Catherine, again, for being with us, for sending off the year and the holiday was such a perfect, the timing was ideal, this arriving on Christmas Day. So as you unwrap this issue, we hope it was just everything you were hoping for that Santa would bring you. And we will continue to bring you weekly episodes of Hey Kids Comics into 2016 and beyond because we just can't get enough of comic books. That's why we do this every week. That's why we take the time out to bring you this show. And so we'll be back in a week with not sure which. We have a lot of topics that we are anxious to get to.
We do, and a lot of really fun topics, and a lot of topics that we've been itching to get to for almost the last year, because, you know.
Well, I actually have this plotted, this show is plotted well into the new year. We, I think, can go as far as May without ever having to use our brain again. Because
that's good, because I haven't used it for the last year, so I get it.
So I've got us pretty well squared away, and then constantly more things come to mind. So be sure and tune in every week, and we hope that we continue to entertain, delight, and inform. And you can find us, of course, at JediCole.com. You can write to us at JCUmail@yahoo.com. And I encourage you to write in because we really do want to get listeners to write in and give us some, send us some questions and let us know some of the things that that you want to know, just burning questions or ridiculous, silly questions just to challenge us, because we really want to do a Hey Kids Comics Presents again, and it's your emails, your correspondence that fuel that particular
absolutely
recurring theme. We are periodically announcing stuff on Twitter at @TheJediColeU. And now that I have a not old people phone, I have some amazing people who are more video technically savvy than I am, including PJ Dunn of the Vega Bomber himself, who I believe will be bringing Do It Yourself back to the JCU.
Very nice.
16. He's going to help me do some more video content. We're going to see a lot of cool stuff coming up. Between this show and the Rancor Pit, it's just been an amazing year. And of course, 2015, we have just closed out the season here in Texas where Mrs. Jedi Cole and I live. The convention season has come to a close now. We're bidding farewell to 2015 with the unprecedented, amazing, over 100 fan-based, fan-themed, fan-interest conventions.
That's crazy.
Occurred in the Lone Star State in 2015. I can't wait. I've already begun to chronicle and point people in the right direction over at Convention Awareness Project Texas at cap-tx.info, where I will, for my fourth year, we're now going to the fourth year of being your singular one-stop source for every convention within the state of Texas all year long. Every convention you can find somewhere online. My site is the only one where you will always find every single one of them because I go out and track them down. So keep it 100, Texas. We want to see over 100 conventions in 2015. And anybody who tells you there's too many can suck it.
That's right. And with all that being said, this is the last show of the year, and we would not do this every week. We could do this every week without doing a show, and we do. But we would not do this every week if it weren't for you guys out there listening and reaching out to us. And we could not be more thankful for that. You guys are what makes this thing tick.
And all over the world, I want to point that every now and again I'll bring up. Today, in fact, I looked at our stats. Very special thanks to, where was it? Zambia. We had someone tuning in from Zambia to the Jedi Cole universe. Not necessarily to the show, but I always like to point out that Zambia, Ecuador. It's just always amazing to me that we have such a huge following in Germany, Ukraine, Russia. Australia, you're falling off the map.
Come on, guys.
And it's just, it is an absolute joy to go and look at the stats and see what a wonderful time we live in when this, you know, our little labor of love is available to people
all over the world,
across the globe,
and all points beyond. Yeah,
absolutely amazing to me. I'm very humbled and taken aback by the fact that we have an audience. Costa Rica, China, Hungary, India. That's just today.
That's awesome.
France, Ireland.
And just keep listening, guys. Keep with us. If you have suggestions, we'll take them. No matter where you are, we have Google Translate. We can make sense of it, even if we can't speak it.
And even if you can't make sense of us, we will.
Well, you can be a fluent English speaker and not make sense of us most of the time. That's just the way we are. So this Christmas, we hope that you get everything you wished for. And because you certainly give us everything that we wish for every week, and that's to be able to produce this thing and put it out to you guys. And, you know, as a closing statement, if by chance you have had any problem with any episode of this show in the last year, you can be thankful that it wasn't another episode of Super Sports for Pro Balls. So with that, signing off, I'm Andrew Farmer.
And I'm Cole Houston.
And thank you for another amazing year of Hey Kids Comics. Good night, everybody.
You're a bum, you're a punk. You're an old slut and jumbler in there, almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NY painting chorus still singing. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.